If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
President Trump tweeted today, quote, "If you don't have borders, you don't have a country. And if you don't have a country, you can't have a president." So we did it. We got rid of him. It was the borders. It was the borders this whole time.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth talks to comedian and actor Louis Anderson. Plus, Louis sticks around backstage to continue the conversation just for this podcast. But first, a closer look.
President Trump spent the weekend once again attacking the Russia investigation while lying about his administration's cruel policy of separating families at the border. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Trump wandered onto the White House lawn on Friday for an impromptu interview with Fox and Friends, where he rambled about everything from China to trade and, for some reason, decided to lavish praise on his supporters.
I have the greatest supporters in the world. By the way, they're the smartest, they're the hardest working, they pay taxes, they're incredible, they're loyal. I have the bikers, I have the construction workers, I have them all.
Trump is such a phony, the only jobs he can name are village people. I have the bikers, the construction workers, I got the cops, the sailors, the leathermen. Trump right now is dealing with a series of massive scandals. His campaign chairman was just thrown in jail, and his administration is tearing children away from their parents at the border. So naturally, Fox and Friends asked the hard-hitting questions.
Yesterday, a big day. Not only did the AG report come out, but it was your birthday.
That's right.
Get any good presents?
I got a lot of good kisses. I had a lot of phone calls from people that I would never have gotten phone calls from. I got phone calls.
Who'd you get the kisses from?
From a beautiful wife.
Is it me, or does Steve Doocy sound a little jealous? Who'd you get the kisses from? Is she prettier than me? Does she also kiss you on your beautiful ass? Trump was also asked about reports that several of his closest aides are heading for the exits, including Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and said this.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, your press secretary,
yeah.
She took a lot of heat yesterday from the people behind you. There was some suggestion that maybe she'd be leaving the White House.
I don't think so. You know, and look, at a certain point, everyone sort of leaves. You have to leave. I'm sort of just staying. I'm like a ship. Just keep going. Bing, bing.
That analogy doesn't mean what you think it means. If people are jumping off a ship, that means the ship is sinking. You're thinking of a bus. I'm like a ship and everyone is jumping off the side of the ship, which is a shame because this ship is headed for the most beautiful place, Ice Mountain. Now, yesterday was Father's Day. And on Father's Day, Trump did what all dads do on Father's Day. He got up bright and early to tweet unhinged things about the ongoing criminal investigation of his presidential campaign.
The president Sunday on the attack, tweeting, "Witch hunt. There was no Russian collusion." Oh, I see. There was no Russian collusion. So now they look for obstruction on the no Russian collusion. The phony Russian collusion was a made-up hoax. Too bad they didn't look at crooked Hillary like this. Double standard.
Why does Trump write his tweets like a thought occurred to him in the middle of it? We're like a week away from Trump tweeting every single thought that occurs to him. There was no Russian collusion. Oh, I see. There was no Russian collusion. So now they look for obstruction. Send tweet. Oh, I'm so hungry. I want a cheeseburger so badly, but I can't have one because of the Democrats' witch hunt. Oh, tummy rumbling, hungry, so hungry. I hate this job so much. I am so bad at it. Someone get me a cheeseburger. Golf. Cheeseburger. Golf. Cheeseburger. Have no more thoughts. Brain empty. Much watch. Fox News and refill. Trump's outburst came amid a major development in the Russia investigation. His former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, who is awaiting trial in 23 different counts, was sent to jail on Friday for allegedly attempting to interfere in the investigation by contacting witnesses.
Paul Manafort is going to jail. The judge, Amy Berman Jackson, said that Manafort's repeated attempts to contact witnesses constituted a danger to the integrity of the court.
Manafort called Person D1 on Person D1's cellular phone. Person D1 sought to avoid Manafort, so Person D1 ended the call. Manafort also sent Person D1 a text message on an encrypted application stating, "This is Paul."
Paul Manafort tried to contact witnesses, which is a crime, to lie about his other alleged crimes, and he literally wrote in a text message, "This is Paul." Even your weed dealer knows enough not to text the word weed. Also, do you think Robert Mueller wouldn't be watching? Look at him. The man doesn't even blink. He won a staring contest with the Lincoln Memorial. In a tweet, Trump said sending Manafort to jail was a tough sentence and called it very unfair. So Trump has sympathy for a former campaign chairman accused of conspiracy against the United States and sent to jail for alleged witness tampering. But what about children fleeing violence and seeking asylum with their parents? This will shock you. Trump has much less sympathy for them.
New numbers today from the Department of Homeland Security show the impact of the administration's new crackdown on illegal immigration at the border. Over a six-week period, nearly 2,000 kids, 1,995 children, were separated from nearly as many adults.
Now, if this policy strikes you as monstrous and inhumane and cruel, then you're a decent person. In other words, you are not Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Last week, Sessions defended the policy by citing the Bible.
Illegal entry into the United States is a crime. It should be, it must be, if you're going to have a legal system and have any limits whatsoever. Persons who violate the law of our nation are subject to prosecution. If you violate the law, you subject yourself to prosecution. And I would cite you to the Apostle Paul and his clear and wise command in Romans 13 to obey the laws of the government because God has ordained the government for his purposes.
Oh, look at Sessions' face. Have you seen a creepier smile? He cites the Bible like a guy challenging someone else's word in Scrabble. Well, I'm sorry, but Mr. Dictionary doesn't see your word. It's just not in here. Also, you know who's got to be really pissed right now? The Apostle Paul. You never hear anything about that dude, and then all of a sudden he gets blamed for this. I know he's an apostle, so he doesn't swear. But seriously. It's hard not to believe he's up there right now saying, dude, leave me the out of this. I don't. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked how the White House could possibly defend that comment, and she immediately doubled down in a tense exchange with a reporter.
I'm not aware of the Attorney General's comments or what he would be referencing. I can say that it is very biblical to enforce the law.
I should note it's also very biblical to stone people to death, to sleep with 600 concubines, to have conversations with flaming bushes, and to believe that a 500-year-old man built a giant boat and put giraffes on it. And it got even worse from there.
That is actually repeated a number of times throughout the Bible. Well, however, the Bible this... hold on, Jim, if you'll let me finish. Again, I'm not going to comment on the attorney-specific comments that I haven't seen.
It's in the Bible to
That's not
the
what
law.
I said, and I know it's hard for you to understand. Even short sentences, I guess.
He can't understand short sentences. Trump's own aides say they have to fill his briefings with pictures and bullet points. I'm pretty sure his briefing for the North Korea summit looked like this. Now, to be clear, This is not a law. It's a policy announced by choice by the Trump administration. You just heard Sessions and Sanders defend it, and they're not the only ones. The New York Times reported over the weekend that one of the central figures in the Trump administration pushing for the family separation policy was none other than senior policy advisor Stephen Miller. Over the weekend, Miller briefly took human form to take credit for the policy, telling the Times it was a simple decision by the administration to have a zero-tolerance policy for illegal entry, period. The message is that no one is exempt from immigration law. Wow, you know you're evil when you actually want credit for a policy this cruel. Miller's like a serial killer who leaves clues for the police. In fact, he didn't even give that quote to the Times. He just cut out letters from a magazine and slipped it under a reporter's door. So again, to be absolutely clear, this is not a law. There's a choice by the Trump administration, and they can end it right now. And yet Trump is trying to gaslight the country into thinking it's actually the Democrats' fault that this policy exists. Watch as he just keeps repeating the lie over and over as reporters explain to him that he's wrong.
Do you agree with children being taken away from
you? No, I hate it. I hate the children being taken away. The Democrats have to change their law. That's their law.
Why did Jeff Sessions announce a zero-tolerance policy at the border on May 7th? Is
that not
a Republican?
The law. No, he's following laws. He's following a law.
That was a direct order to...
Can I answer your question, please?
Yes.
Okay, you're just asking me the same question over and over. He's following laws, very simply, that were given to us and forced upon us by the Democrats.
But there's no law that says families have to be separated at the border. There's another way to go.
The Democrats gave us the laws.
He just repeats the same lie over and over, and I'm sorry, but that lie is even less convincing than this one.
I got a lot of good kisses.
Here's what's really going on. Trump is doing this as a bargaining chip. He's holding these children hostage so that he can get his border wall. A White House official told the Washington Post last week the thinking in the building is to force people to the table. And Trump himself has said as much in his tweets and in his comments to reporters.
The president tweeted, quoting here, "The Democrats are forcing the breakup of families at the border with their horrible and cruel legislative agenda. Any immigration bill must have full funding for the wall and catch and release, visa lottery and chain, and go to merit-based immigration. Go for it. Win."
We need a wall. We need border security. We got to get rid of catch and release.
Border,
the Democrats gave us the laws. Now, I want the laws to be beautiful, humane, but strong.
Beautiful, humane, and strong. Trump's lies are starting to sound like the Tinder profile of a Russian scammer trying to catfish you. My name is Kelsey. I'm 21. Beautiful, humane, strong. You send bank routing number now, please. This policy... This policy is monstrous and morally repugnant, and it is being done in our name. Any elected official who doesn't call for an immediate end to it is complicit. And anyone associated with it should resign in disgrace. Or, as Trump would put it, they should go...
Bing, bing.
This has been a closer look. Our guest is a comedian, Emmy-winning actor. His latest book, Hey Mom, Stories for My Mother, but you can read them too, is available now. He also stars as Christine in the FX series Baskets. Please welcome back to the show, Louis Anderson, everyone. Hi, Louis.
Hi, Seth.
It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you. I thought you didn't like me. That happens to me.
Oh, what?
If I don't come back at a certain amount of time on a show, I go, oh, what'd I do?
Oh, my God.
But I don't feel that way.
Okay, good. No, there's much love for you here.
Yeah.
Both from everyone at the show, but especially from me. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
This is a wonderful jacket. I want to just start by saying it's
wonderful. I may never wear another thing.
Yeah.
I lost it, you know.
I did know. What
you
happened?
You saw it on the, I put it on. I got so, I was at the airport and I left it or dropped it or someone took it.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, people will.
I know how they do it, yeah.
They see a jacket and go, ooh. I've got to have it. And they could be big and they, but quicker than me.
Yeah.
And so I put it on Instagram.
That you lost it.
Luckily, I had 1,000 pictures of it.
Uh-huh.
And So I posted a picture and said, I lost my jacket in Minneapolis St. Paul Airport. That's my hometown. And yeah.
Yeah, give it up for Minneapolis.
And glad to see you got out here. And I didn't get any response. And then I said, maybe I'll just call Lost and Found there. Which, don't you know how that is? Calling a Lost and Found?
Yeah.
You never get through. Boom. Guy picks up, John. I go, hey. So you picked up. I turned into Rodney there for a second. Hey. And I go, do you have, can you check to see if you have a giant, what is the name of this stuff they call it? There's a name for it. Anyways, I think I said herringbone, which is wrong, but jacket. And he comes back and he goes, we got a big blue checked one. I said, will you send it? This was like Thursday.
Yeah.
I said, will you FedEx it to me? Because I'm on Seth's show.
Oh, yeah.
Monday, and I'd like to wear it.
And they did.
And he did.
And
yes, you... I think his name was John Gubash.
John Gubash, and look, there you are. You're so happy.
Yeah.
There's the FedEx box and
that's
everything.
That's everything, you know, because you need, nowadays, when you're going on social media, you need a story.
Yeah.
It's obviously, I just got back from the new Solo. for my, you know, yeah. Star Wars shirt.
Gotcha.
Then I opened a package, and what was in it? Of course, that jacket. It's
yeah.
obvious.
No, it's like it's a, you're right. It's like a three-act play at all.
It every... is. The happiness is that I am on Seth Meyers' show.
With your jacket.
With my jacket! And Fred is back!
Fred's back!
Yeah!
What is, you're on a newer tour. What is the name of your new tour?
Big Underwear Tour.
The Big Underwear Tour. How do you come up, how do you name your tour the Big Underwear Tour?
I was washing my clothes, which I don't normally do, but okay. When you're on the road, you got to do things. And so I put them in the dryer, and then I was folding them, and I took out the underwear, and I went, Jesus. I did. It was an involuntary Jesus. Like, you go, Jesus. And I'm looking around for someone to tell, and no one was there. I go, are these mine? Are these mine? No. Because you don't know how big your underwear on while you're putting them on. I got ahead of myself.
Yeah.
But you don't know. And then I go, my God.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'm gonna do it. I'm going to do a tour called Big Underwear Tour. And because I'm an underwear hoarder. I don't know if you know that.
What are we talking? A total piece?
Six big boxes when I cleaned out my storage of big underwear.
Wow.
From different decades.
Oh, wow.
80s, 90s,
so you've never... And looking back, has the style changed a lot over the last four decades?
Well, yeah, the 80s, they were carefree. The 90s, ooh. And, you know, just... Yeah, they were. I was a poor kid, so I always think I'm out of underwear.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I had them all.
Yeah.
No one wants them either.
Have you tried to give them away?
Yeah, Goodwill won't. They shame.
They shamed you at Goodwill?
Yeah, they go, it's unsanitary. I go, they're clean. They're clean.
They won't take them.
Nope, so I make artwork out of them, no.
So you, obviously you play a mom on Baskets, which is fantastic. It's
right.
A fantastic
Thank
portrayal.
You.
And did that inspire you then to write this book about your mom?
Yes. I came home one day. I was working on the show with all my good friends there, Zach Galifianakis and Jonathan Kreisel and Martha Kelly. And I was overwhelmed and I was thinking about my mom because I'm really playing a mom. I'm not playing Louis Anderson as a mom.
You're really not?
I'm not. I'm telling you, some weird thing happens to me where I disappear. It just does. Anyway, I can't explain it. I wish I could. And so I wrote, Dear Mom, and I wrote this long letter. And I sent it to a couple of people because it mattered to me, the letter. And they were both said, my good friend Abraham and my manager Amos, and they said, this would make a good book. And I said, ugh, that seems like a lot of work.
Your mom seemed to be quite a character, especially at restaurants. What was your mom like at restaurants?
Well, she didn't... Any Midwesterner, if they aren't waited on within 15 seconds, they do this.
Yeah.
there anybody else here? It's true. Honestly. And then, honestly, my mom's first words were always, can we get some extra butter? And the maitre d' would say, well, let us seat your party first. Always.
It's really a lovely book, and she seemed like a lovely a woman, and it really is truly, for my money, one of the great portrayals on television, and I'm so glad you're still doing it, and thank you so much for being back. It's just always so great to see you. Louis Anderson, everybody! Hey, Mom! Is available in stores now.
Hey, this is Kevin. We are backstage with Emmy Award-winning Louis Anderson.
Hey, Louis.
So you were touring with the new stand-up special.
Yes, Big Underwear.
Big Underwear.
Which is also my special.
Right.
It's on everything right now.
Yeah.
If you have a good molar, you can pick it up.
Great.
You can download it right onto the molar. Play it on your big tooth.
You're going to Boston? Or you were just in Boston?
I just toured the country. So I was everywhere.
Yeah.
Who knows what the last place was?
Because
I don't.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, it was. So Boston, you know what's so great? You know, you think you have some history in your city till you land in Boston. They've got it all. I mean, the guy picking me up goes, hey, I don't know if you know this. I hate when people start like that anyways. Hey, I don't know if you know this, but we're on the same road Paul Revere rode on. Well, I'm sure he was going faster than we are right now. What is that? One if by land, two if by sea, three if by Uber? It was an Uber driver. I take an Uber driver when I can. Or Lyft, because I like the name better. When I can say I'm going to have a Lyft, that really just... I don't know. It makes me happy. It makes me smile. Lyft and Louis, it works for me.
Great.
So after Boston, I go to New Hampshire. Have you ever been there? Seth's from there. And I went so I could vote early. But anyway, that's a real political joke for you crazies out there. It's so beautiful there. It's nice to stay at a hotel where you can actually hunt from the window, which is, I got my limit, two tourists and a straggler.
Baskets was picked up for a fourth season. Congratulations.
Was it?
It was. You were fantastic in it, in the show. What are you doing
Jesse
with your
Ferguson
time off?
Right there, that noise?
That's him outside. That's howling.
Who is that? That's the band.
I think it's the band.
Oh, it's
yeah,
the band.
The Cold War Kids.
Cold War Kids.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you do anything before shows to get ready?
Nothing like this. I mean, but I might start because I've always wanted to sing. That was me. This sounds like the guy who does my surgery. He warms up like this because I heard he sings during my surgery.
Congrats on the book. You were talking a little bit about it with Seth. You started writing this letters to your mom on your phone and then just sort of were encouraged to turn this into an entire book.
It's amazing. It's just like a gift from God as far as I'm concerned. Because this makes... Now listen, folks, you don't realize this, but we are in another room. They are outside my room. They don't know we're in here recording and don't care, obviously. But I think you're getting a preview of their music. It's amazing, though. I never have had this happen.
Yeah.
And you know, you can hardly say that in show business. This is my 40th year. And for me to say I've never had this happen.
Right.
But definitely I will write something with this in it. And it won't be this good as this. It will never be as good as this because things like this...
Yeah.
I will be on the plane tomorrow, right? And you know what will happen when I'm on the plane tomorrow.
What's going to happen?
I will start giggling because of this.
Thinking of this.
I will just think of it and people go, what do you... Because my room, folks, I'm on the Seth Meyers show. My room is right where you stand before you go on to perform. So they're in the hall. Either they are being murdered one by one, tortured... You know, I just can't get enough of it. I'm not kidding
you. It's going to go on for a long time.
This
I think.
Is fantastic.
It's going to go on for a while, yeah.
There's nothing. Anyway, so Hey Mom started like this. I went home. I said, I'm going to write my mom a letter. You know, I get into that. I text very slow, but I wrote it anyway. And it was a long, long letter. It was very emotional all the way through it. In fact, I started the letter by saying, Mom, I want to write to you about the day that you died. But I will do it at the end of this letter. And so it went on. And then at the end of the everything that poured out of me, and this is how I think writing happens, for me at least, I didn't have the energy to talk about the day my mom died. You know, because such an emotional time in my life. And so I said, I'll write you tomorrow. You know? And then I just kept kind of putting off that letter because it was so emotional. And then I just sent this letter off to my manager and my friend Abraham. And they both said, this would make a great book. This is one of the best things you've ever written. And I thought, that's a lot of work to make a book, but I would like to honor my mom. And I think that's how it all took place.
Between that and the show, mm-hmm. sort of, you were saying that it's nice to have your mom sort of immortalized in the show, playing Christine mm-hmm. on Baskets.
Yeah.
You obviously, you know, use your family as material often in your stand-up. There's some great stories in here about your mom. And you talk about how she had great delivery and mm-hmm. how she was a window monitor.
Yes.
Yeah.
My mom would hear a car door slam and she'd run up. She'd kind of shoddish up to the drape and part it so they couldn't see her and go, to make sounds mm-hmm. to try to pique our interest. Oh, huh. Yeah. Is that so? Huh. Oh, that's something, isn't it? And you go, what is it? The Johnsons are home. Oh, so what? Well, they're quite rich, Louie, in case you're wondering. And I think the oldest girl's PG, which I didn't know what it was, PG back then.
What is it?
Pregnant girl. Huh. Okay. Who knew that? Yeah. Only moms have those codes.
Mm-hmm.
Then she'd see somebody and go, oh, look at that, huh? He's got a big bay window. I go, what is that? What's a bay window? And then she meant the guy with the big stomach. Because in a house, there's a bay window, it sticks out. And I go, Mom, you're the best. Someday I'm going to play you on TV. I never said that, but
yeah,
I'm sure I mumbled it or thought it or could have thought it. It's plausible.
She sounds like she was very funny.
Very funny person.
Yeah.
Super funny.
Had 11 kids.
Like she would say this if she met you. Kevin, I love that name and those glasses, kid.
Okay.
Because she didn't know anyone's name, really. Uh-huh. Like, even after she said your name, she would go, hey, kid. Like, when you'd show up, when we'd show up, yeah. she'd go, hey, kids. And we'd go, do you know our names? Of course I do.
There were 11 to keep track of, to be fair.
So right? it is the fair thing to think.
Yeah.
But she loved
but that's
people.
A great detail
and she would always compliment people and make them feel like they were really special. And mm-hmm. she gave me that show business gift that you can't even buy that gift. Because it's sincere from her and it's sincere from me. I try to find always the best thing about people.
Yeah.
Or the worst. Because my dad, you know, he go, look at that guy. I hate that guy. I go, you don't know him. You don't need to know someone to hate him, Louie. That's all a true statement.
Yeah.
Right from, I'd have to write the material. Just remember it.
Yeah.
It was all there.
Well, you do a fantastic job portraying your mom, and it's a great show to watch. And congrats on the book, and
thanks
for coming back.
Thank you. Kevin, that was the best. Be sure to put that in there.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. And please tell your friends who are fans of Seth Meyers to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere. With venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk.
He took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift.
She is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.